Thank you for listening to KJO. 64 degrees in South Grants Pass. It's time for an eyewitness report. We have James here in studio with Nami. James, how you doing today?
I'm doing fantastic. Thank you very much for asking.
It's good to have you back because we are chatting about NAMI. And now to those who don't know, what does that stand for?
So NAMI stands for National Alliance for Mental Illness. And as you know, this month, May, is Mental Health Month.
That's
so
right.
So great awareness. So that means we get to be able to do one of our annual activities, and it's a fundraiser activity.
Okay.
It takes place in Medford.
Splendid. Now, what is this activity, this opportunity coming up for folks?
So this is going to be our NAMI. We call it a NAMI walk. So we'll take a walk around Elba Park in downtown Medford, and we'll create it just to create an awareness for people that, you know, in the midst of a mental health condition, whether it's yourself or others that you're supporting, you're not alone. There's an awareness that there are others. In fact, statistics are one out of every five, but actually in Oregon, it's one out of every four.
No kidding. So it's something a lot of folks definitely have to work through, have to struggle with, have to find ways to work out.
Exactly. So NAMI, we do that here locally. We do it through education, through advocacy, through support. But as I said, we do a fun time.
Oh, of course.
So this opportunity on the 16th of this month, and just short, not too far away, next weekend. Number of us, hopefully quite a few groups or other sponsoring organizations like Options and Asante, and some of the other groups will be out there with us tabling. We'll do a little bit of cotton candy and some popcorn, and we'll have balloons, and we'll just do a time of celebration and help people become more aware, because with mental illness, sometimes there's a stigma. And when we develop a stigma, we develop a form of discrimination towards others. And sometimes someone looks perfectly happy. They look good, right? They got a smile, or maybe they have a snarl. But but they look healthy. But what you don't realize is they're suffering and working through a mental health condition inside. If you broke your arm, you'd see it, right? Broke your leg, you'd see it. But with the mental health condition, it's not visibly evident except for the symptoms and sometimes the actions that take place. So we wanted to let people know that they're not alone, and there is help and assistance, and there are resources, a tremendous amount of resources in Southern Oregon. So it gives us an opportunity to present that and advertise that.
Absolutely. And it's so important that you got what you guys are doing for these folks struggling, because you don't see it, and sometimes it's hard to reach out for that help that you provide.
Right. It is hard, and then sometimes you go one place and then there's different constraints, so then you have to go to another place. And it means really being tenacious about whoever you're supporting, or if you're working through it, you have to be tenacious about reaching out, because it's like many different things that provide support. It can get very tiring and exhausting, and especially with a mental health condition, if you're supporting a child or your mother or your spouse or just a close friend, you watch their behaviors, and sometimes it doesn't feel so well. But there are means to help and work through that. Or even if you're doing it, you're working through as a peer through a mental health condition, there are support services to help you, and it's okay.
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah, because, you're not alone, like you said.
Exactly.
And how, 1 in 4, you said? In Oregon.
Just in Oregon.
Yeah. Well, lands. But it's so good that there is this awareness being brought to it, and to those who have it, those who don't, who maybe, like you were saying, that stigma comes around just because maybe they don't know enough about what's going on, and they couldn't even comprehend it, possibly.
Exactly. And so much comes from it, people. And, you know, I can't specifically state everything that takes place, but sometimes there's a fear, right?
Right.
How's that person going to react? Or sometimes it's a child and a spouse, someone you really love and endure, and you want to be able to help, but you don't know how. So going through some of the education gives you greater tools. Me personally, I thought I could micromanage, and I could project plan my son right out of his mental health condition. And in the end, I have to admit, I was totally wrong. But it was through the education that NAMI provided that it really made a difference. And it wasn't so much he that changed, It was me that changed. And as I changed how I worked with him, he changed also. So 16th, wow. Great time. About 11:30, we'll be at Elba Park. Get a chance to register and meet some people and carouse about and eat some delightful. I love popcorn.
Oh, yeah. there we go.
And then we'll take a small walk, not a big walk, but a small walk around just to create an awareness for the community also and allow people to know that there are many people working through it and it doesn't have to be hidden.
That's right.
And the more we know, the more we can help one another. We were just talking to someone the other day and the old adage that says, right, many hands make work light.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same thing. Many people who can help and assist, provide a level of empathy or support makes a difference.
Definitely. James, thank you for what you do, what NAMI does. And do they have to register at the event? Can they register beforehand?
You can register beforehand. In fact, if you want to go online on NAMI Southern Oregon, you can go in there and become one of the teams. Like I have a team called the Greater Grands Pass team.
Right on.
And, you can, if you want to be able to give money, you can, basically to support the organization because everything we do is for free.
Okay.
We don't charge anything for any classes or support groups or any of that. And so you can volunteer. You can support me if you'd like to, Greater Grands Pass. Or, but go online. You can register there, and then you can register in person, too. And if you want to donate there, you can donate there.
Sounds like a plan. James, thank you so much. Anything else before we get going?
Nope. I think I'm just looking forward to see everybody that's hearing this could possibly come out and help support us and create that awareness about mental health in our community.
Absolutely. Don't miss out. And again, that website?
NAMISouthernOregon.org.
That's where you can learn more. Thank you so much, James. Appreciate you coming and letting us know.
Thank you. Good to see you this morning.
Good to see you as well. And that'll do it for this Eyewitness Report here on KJO.